Hello, it's the 5th of February, 2019, and today we have the moon and the star and the hanged man. Mr. Toad's Wild Ride. The moon can be an ominous card. If I were a dog or a wolf, both seen on this card, number 18 of the major arcana, baying and howling at a massive supermoon, eerily pale against the indigo sky and framed by two dark stone towers, I'd be scared too. The moon looks loud, the howling animals are loud. What the hell is it? I don't know. The moon, in the past position next to the star in the present, looks like the same picture, like a panorama. In the moonlight, a little purple crawfish crawls up to the shore as if being called, or the way fish beach themselves to spawn under a full moon. How do animals know that stuff? They have some kind of inner thing. The crawfish looks like he's about to crawl up and out to a road that leads through the barking animals and dark towers, over the distant hills, and straight up to the moon. But he doesn't come up all the way out of the water, because he doesn't know what that thing is either. I can't resist, he says, but what if it's just a pile of rocks up close? The little purple one is the only one in tune on this card, which in the past position reminds me of my favorite Disneyland ride, Mr. Toad's Wild Ride. Strapped into a little Model T, you careen around in crazy fog lights in the dark as things popped out in front of you, above you, behind you, and it was all very weird and surreal, and you just can't tell what the hell's going on, and then it's over. This is that, sort of. Juvenile delinquents would jump out of the cars, sneak around in the dark, and mess with stuff, and then jump back on, but they got wise to that a long time ago, and now have people hiding in the dark and watching. This is the fine line between illusion and delusion, intuition, animal instincts, and full moon madness, and we're glad to see it in the past. In the center, the nude woman under the stars seems to be drawing water from the same pond. She says nothing, but appears to be listening to something. A glowing seven-pointed star shines down on her as she draws and pours from the past to the future positions. This is serious stuff. All three of these cards are Major League Arcana, and all three address the subconscious. The past and the present merge. And the naked woman always reminds me of the character in the Lars von Trier film Melancholia, who lays naked on a grassy bank at night by a stream, offering herself to the approaching mysterious planet Melancholia, whose effects she subconsciously feels before anyone else does. The moon and the star are also all about stage, theater, music, singing, and the land of light and shadow, which it is said is the native name for what is now Hollywood, which I can't swear is true, but would make sense. The star is a healing card. And if all these cards have one thing in common, it's about seeing or even hearing things in a way others do not. These cards are all upright, suggesting to me that listening to and trusting your subconscious, instinct, intuition, or however you feel it, has served you well. This woman may seem a little spacey to onlookers, but does have one foot planted solidly on dry land. In the future position is the legendary hanged man, calmly hanging from a scaffold of his own making in a deep meditative trance. The thing that immediately jumps out to me today is the deep nocturnal blue on the three cards. The deep night of the moon, the starry night sky of the star, and just a patch of it on the hanged man. A big bank of clouds rolling in, it's almost as if he hopped up there to avoid the fog. Master of dreams, visions, illusions, and collector of funhouse mirrors, Neptune rules this card. Also a card of escape via drugs or alcohol. Neptune likes a drink. What I like about this card is also something that could be a warning. I like that he has one foot in the patch of blue sky, the same blue sky as on the sun and the moon, and if there is a message, this is that. It is that same instinct and following your own path that got you through the confusion and chaos in the past, being in touch with your own inner voice. Like the star, this is a card of healing, restoration, wholeness, and health. Looks like a possible dust-up in the future. From what I can see, judging from the wall of incoming clouds, some kind of weather may be blowing in, and I like the way he's handling it. Calmly detached, making sure to keep that one foot instead of on the ground, since that seems to be where that nasty exhaust is coming from, firmly in that clear patch of blue, where he or she can stay in touch with that higher or inner voice, like the moon and the crawfish. The exhaust is probably coming from a careening Model T, and like the painted wooden mole and frog and mice and all the other terrified characters on the wild ride, he's jumped up out of the way, staying clear until the dust settles, but when he drops, 12 is 1 plus 2 is 3, the mighty number of creation. Upright, this is a period of deep healing and reflection, and the reprioritizing of spiritual and earthly consciousness. Surrendering to higher powers, plain and simple. Mr. Toad. I loved Mr. Toad.